The reality of bringing a big computer parts company from Asia to Wisconsin. I'm David Brancaccio in New York, coming off a stock market high, all-time high on Tuesday. The company profit reports are still coming in. Facebook's results come later today. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, normally in Chicago, today with me here in New York. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
So a lot of companies are coming out with their quarterly profits and losses this week. I mean, it's like a lot.
It is a big week. So 140 of the 500 companies in the S&P are reporting earnings this week. We're going to see a heavy week this week and next. And it's a lot of information for the market to absorb. That's good for investors because it gives them actual facts and data points and commentary from management on how things feel out there in the economy.
Less so today, but certainly drove share prices yesterday. There was a record high for the S&P.
Indeed, record closing high for the S&P yesterday. And I think that's a sign that the market is really taking a lot of confidence from management commentary and from earnings. Company earnings across the board have been good.
Pretty good. I mean, not like super spectacular.
Not super spectacular, but strong enough. And I think that speaks to the pessimism that existed in December as we went into year end. People are really improving their attitude around the market. We're seeing that confidence build, and we're seeing risk on take hold again. We're seeing good results, not just in one industry, but across all industries.
Well, that answers the question I was going to ask, which is it just banking or just manufacturing? But you can't answer that question.
Interestingly not. This time we're really seeing it across. Sometimes you do see it sector specific. This time around, not. And I think that's what's giving investors this confidence that those who are sitting on the sidelines worry about risking the upside here and not getting that potential in their portfolio. And so they're coming back into the market.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Boeing, given the grounding of its fleet of previously lucrative 737 MAX jets, today said it is withdrawing what it had been saying about profits for the rest of the year. The company said the grounding will cost it $1 billion, but that doesn't include legal settlements after the crashes of two of its planes. Now, you may remember the big Foxconn comes to America deal. Wisconsin pledged up to $4 billion in tax incentives for the Taiwanese manufacturer that makes all those parts for Apple and others overseas. And Wisconsin was supposed to wind up with 13,000 new jobs and a big factory for LCD screens. Things are not going as planned. Marketplace's Erica Barris is here. Can I ask you to start with a refresher on the last time this deal seemed in trouble?
It was earlier this year. Foxconn said it was backing away from its plan, that there wouldn't be as much manufacturing at the Wisconsin plant because it just isn't profitable, and that the jobs there would be more high-skilled jobs. Then they got a call from President Trump, and the company said, actually, okay, the deal is back on. But now it seems the deal will change.
What do we know?
The current governor of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, has been critical of the heavily subsidized deal that was made under then-governor Scott Walker, a Republican. Well, Evers sent a letter to Foxconn CEO yesterday, and it looks as if personnel at Foxconn reached out to Evers first to renegotiate last month, indicating that Foxconn intends on suggesting several changes to the existing agreement to, quote, better align the terms with the evolving project and global marketplace. Evers says he expects Foxconn to send over documents with more details in the next few weeks.
Well, a little mysterious on the details. Any sense of what a renegotiation will look like?
No, but Evers is skeptical that the deal will happen. In the letter, he voices concern about the number and types of jobs and the need for transparency. The state has already spent $300 million on infrastructure for the plant, but the facility hasn't been built. Foxconn says it's still committed to the deal and those 13,000 jobs, does plan to renegotiate with Wisconsin, though, but didn't give any details about what that means.
Marketplace's Erica Barris, thanks.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
Now to the economics of nursing. There's a new tentative deal between New York City hospitals and the union representing 42,000 nurses. The hospitals have agreed to do more hiring and to work toward a set ratio of nurses to patients. In Illinois and New Jersey, nurses want ratios to be mandated by law. Reporter Camille Peterson has more on setting these numerical targets for medical personnel.
Julia Simborski is an operating room nurse at New York Presbyterian Hospital. She says sometimes there aren't enough nurses to go around.
You're having to
make decisions that no one should be forced to make,
like whether to check on a patient who had surgery or prep blood for a transfusion. Szymborski says having to choose like that affects patient care, and that's why New York's nurses want staffing ratios. 1-to-1 in the OR, for instance, 1-to-3 in pediatrics. Sean Clark researches hospital care at NYU's College of Nursing. He says research on the benefits of nurse staffing ratios is unclear.
In terms of what research says, we just don't know.
California is the only U.S. state with mandatory ratios, so Clark says it's hard to draw broad conclusions. He says researchers have studied how staffing levels affect patient outcomes, and the risk of bad outcomes is lower in hospitals with more staff, but not by much.
Jumping from there to saying that we can draw some lines in the sand about conditions that should never be permitted, that's a big leap.
Plus, Clark says that with ratios, nurses could lose flexibility. For example, if one nurse has a patient who needs a lot of care and wants to hand off other patients to a different nurse, that nurse may not be able to take on the patient because of the ratio. When nurse-to-patient ratios were on the ballot in Massachusetts last year, some professional nursing organizations opposed them, though the state's nursing union was in favor. The measure failed. Carrie Chan teaches hospital operations at Columbia Business School. She says ratios should be used as guidelines, not rules.
My fear is that it could tie your hands where you're too reliant on each patient needs, you know, half of a nurse's time.
The New York City Hospital Alliance, which represents three hospitals that negotiated with the local union, says it's working on a plan that won't reduce staffing flexibility. In New York, I'm Camille Peterson for Marketplace.
And Apple CEO Tim Cook is on the record saying he wished people wouldn't so constantly look at their phones. To keep himself in line, Cook said yesterday he's turned off most of the notifications on his own phone. He said if people are in the room with you, look at them. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.